You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Craftsman days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
And I am a behavioral psychologist. What you do is you find out what, essentially, you help a person establish their aim. Then you break down what they're trying to do into attainable units. And you negotiate with them. You say, well, look, you know, I'm not making use of my time very well. I'm spending 3 hours a day playing video games. You say, okay, hypothetically, how much time would you like to spend playing video games? And they say, well, I could probably spend an hour a day without it interfering with the rest of my life, which is kind of the issue, right? Because if you play video games, fine, but maybe 3 hours means that you're not doing your homework or something, and that's not a good game. So you say, okay, well, I want to play for an hour a day. It's like, okay, well, can you shift to an hour a day right now? And this is supposed to be an honest conversation. And the person says, no, I've tried that lots of times. Every time I try, I just fail. And so you don't say, well, quit failing, go play 1 hour a day, and the problem will be solved. That's a stupid strategy. You say, okay, well, look, you think about this and don't agree to do this unless you think you will do it, because otherwise it's just a waste of both of our times. It's like, do you think that you could track how much time you've spent playing video games for 1 week? Don't change anything. Just track it. And they think, yeah, I could probably do that, but I might miss a couple of days. You think, okay, fine. So here's the deal. 5 out of the next 7 days, you just track how much time you spent playing video games. And the person says, I think I can do that. Because that's what you want them to say. You want them to succeed at the improvement. It's not much of an improvement, but it's something, right? Then they come back and they say, well, yeah, I was playing about 4 hours a day. And so you say, okay, well, fine. Good work, man. You've got it tracked. Now we know the parameters of your problem. It's actually a little worse than you thought, but at least you had enough sense to measure it. We know where you're at. Okay, do you think you could cut that down to 3.5 hours every day? And the person thinks, no, I'm pretty weak-willed. I don't think I can manage that. You say, well, how about this? Do you think that 2 of the next 7 days you can only play for 3 hours? You think you can manage that? And you're not cynical about this. You're not insulting the person, any of that. It's like, because you don't care. All you care is that they make some incremental movement towards their goal. And the person thinks about that, if they have any sense, and they take their weakness into account, and they think, I think I could probably do that. And then they come back the next week, and they say, I managed to spend 3 hours a day playing video games for 3 days, and the rest were 4 hours. And you say, good work, man. You've just got rid of 12.5% of your problem. You're 1/8 of the way to fixing it in 1 week. And, you know, the person isn't going to be all that thrilled with themselves because they don't do the arithmetic and they don't do the projection. They think, well, I'm still pretty damn useless. I'm playing 25 hours worth of video games a week. It's nothing to pat myself on the back for. It's like, yes, it is. It's definitely, it's a marked, measurable improvement, and it's a move in the right direction. You know, and then you say, okay.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Okay, well, on the days you succeeded, how did you manage to succeed? And is there a way that you could do it for 4 days next week? How about that? Or maybe you could even try 5 days. Do you think you could do that? And then you also tell the person, look, the other thing you got to understand is you're not going to improve like this. You're going to improve like this. So some weeks you're going to come back and say, geez, I backslid completely and I like played for 4 hours a day for 7 days. But it doesn't matter because that doesn't mean you failed. It just means that you slid back. You want to calculate it over a month or something like that. And, you know, generally speaking, a month later, the person's down to something like 2 hours a day. And you've figured out ways of filling their time in with something productive otherwise. And they're on their way. And the general consequence of that is that every time they manage an accomplishment, they get a little stronger in character. They get a little bit more confident in their ability. They get a little bit less racked with self-disgust. They get a little bit more hopeful about the future. And they get more confident that they can make another change. And if you're patient, and you have to be patient with yourself that way, it's like you reward those incremental improvements and you don't get all cynical about them. And you think, okay, just imagine what would happen if you kept doing that every week for 10 years. And the answer to that is things would be so much better for you that you can't even imagine it with that much improvement, or maybe even with half that much improvement. And so that's a very good way of progressing.
I remember a friend of mine that was incarcerated, and for years she had thrown her life away in alcohol and to drugs. And I said, what was the moment that you turned your life around? She's been sober now for 21 years. And she said, one day she was cleaning the toilet of the warden of the prison. And she said, while she's cleaning the toilet and she flushed the toilet, she said it was like an aha moment that she said to herself, if I stop doing drugs, I'll never have to clean a warden's toilet again. Isn't that interesting? That was like an awakening for her. And from that time to this time, she never touched a glass of alcohol. From that time to this time, she stopped using drugs. From that time to this time, she stopped associating with her friends who were still into drugs, and many to this day, those that are not in jail or those that are not dead yet. That moment, all of us have moments in our lives when it's a wake-up moment. I remember I was 10 years old and working with my mother, and she was on Miami Beach and working for families, wealthy families, and cooking for them, and we ate the food left over from these families that she cooked for. They were kind and generous people. They would say, Mamie, whatever food is left over, you can pack it up and take it home to those children that you have adopted. And I remember looking around these big, beautiful homes, and I said, Mama, and she said, Leslie, what is it? I said, one day, I'll buy you a big, beautiful home just like this. Now, where did I come from? Now, I have a twin brother, and I think that what happened for me that did not happen for my brother, the part of the mansion that he worked in, he didn't have exposure to something that I had. The owner of this home, this wealthy man, he was playing motivational messages every day. I had to keep his office clean and the ashtrays clean of his cigars, and I had to vacuum and dust the bookshelf. But while I was doing that, I was listening to these messages, We Become What We Think About by Earl Nightingale. All of us are self-made, but only the successful will admit it. Always strive to get on top in life because it's the bottom that's overcrowded. I did not know at the time that my mind was being programmed. See, if you look at yourself and look at your goals and look at your dreams, here's what I know. You have to really program your mind for success. You have to program it deliberately. Because of that exposure, my brother didn't get that. He was in another part of the house. But because of that exposure, it did something for me. It changed my mental blueprint. And I can say to you that as you take the time every day Just if you didn't do anything but 1 hour a day, listen to things to build your spirit up. Listen to things to fortify your faith. Listen to things that will cause your mind to grow and to expand. I can tell you, based upon my own experience, there are things that you can do that you don't even realize.
You want to keep a social distance from poverty, social distance from hard times, social distance from being poor, social distance from living a life of mediocrity, social distance from people who are not going anywhere, a social distance from people who don't want anything, social distance from people who don't have goals and dreams. Why? Because they rub off on you. This road that you want to get on, this life that you're seeking, it's uncommon. It's different. And sometimes it's lonely. I choose not to be a common man. It's my right to be uncommon if I can. I seek opportunity, not security. I do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled and dull by having the state look after me. I want to take the calculated risk, to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed. I refuse to live from hand to mouth. I prefer the challenges of life to the guaranteed existence, the thrill of fulfillment to the still calm of utopia. I will never cower before the master, nor bend to any threat. It's my heritage to stand erect, proud and unafraid, and face the world boldly and say, this I have done. You know why you're listening to me? Because you're uncommon. Everything I'm saying is common sense, but common sense is not common practice. You're different. Get over it. Understand that. Everybody's not going to get it.
Done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.